The Tick.
Repete, grafete.
Grafete é gostoso demais.
Quem bebe grafete, repete, grafete. Grafete é gostoso demais.
Quem bebe grafete, repete, grafete. Repete, grafete, grafete é gostoso demais.
Grafete é gostoso demais.
Wagyu, wagyu, wagyu. Here he is, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Hi, Dave.
All right, so as I mentioned in the tease, maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't, but I may have a new title that I can add to my resume, and that is the title of flatulist.
Flatulist?
Yes, a flatulist is known as an entertainer, often associated with flatulence-related humor.
Dave!
Man, I feel like the whole station. It might be our format.
Right? But this was sent to me by a P1. And evidently, I am in good company that certainly I have not pioneered this craft of using my anus for good. But he sent me the name of a very historic flatulist. And that is the name of Roland the Farter. Have you ever heard of Roland the Farter?
Was he in Game of Thrones? Was he one of the foils from a far-off kingdom?
No, he was not. So,
do people know your background in the farting game? You're just jumping in like everybody knows your work. I know you're... I'm just making sure people
know what
you're capable of.
Okay, all right. So, last year... Was it last year or 2 years ago? It was 2 years ago, I believe. Maybe it was last year. I don't know. But it was during Dry Dock. I was doing a show with Mino.
Yes. It was last year.
It was last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, in order to kill a segment during Dry Dock, I mentioned that during the pandemic,
yes,
like 1 month into lockdown, maybe.
We're all trying to survive.
Yeah, everybody is just dealing with being locked in their house and being scared to go outside, and COVID's everywhere.
Going crazy.
You have to Lysol your packages when the postman drops it off, and you got to wear a mask everywhere.
Cabin fever.
Yeah. And so I, for this only was over the course of maybe 4 or 5 days, that I recorded my prolific morning farts. That in the morning when I would wake up after a good night's slumber, I would often be quite gassy.
Yes.
And so I would start using my phone, using the voice memo function to record my anal voice.
Exactly what Steve Jobs intended.
Yes.
Created the iPhone.
And so I would record my morning explosions, and then if I had some good ones, I would group text them to all my friends to make them laugh and hopefully make their day a little brighter here in lockdown.
You bring joy.
And so on the segment that we did, I went back.
That one sounds like such a cartoon.
I went back, and because these are all time stamped on my phone.
Uh-huh.
They're still on my phone. I have a new phone, so I haven't farted into this phone.
They're in the save forever file.
Yeah, but they're in the voice memo folder, and they're all time stamped and date stamped. And so I went back and I pulled up the Dallas Morning News front page of each of these days. And so I read the headlines of, you know, the dire news of the day, and then the farts that I used to combat that bad news.
That's right.
And so, yes, they are now Ham's Play Pretty. And for the most part, any
like most radio stations would have fake farts.
Yeah, we certainly have.
And we want you to know we're using real ones.
Play a sound effects CD. Yeah, so that is from a sound effects CD. Yeah, those are all from a library.
But these are real Dave.
Yes, but
moments of air.
Yes, but Ham loves to play those because they're real and they're from me.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't do this all the time. This was a moment in time.
Just a phase you were going through.
It's just a phase. I mean, I did when I was in middle school. I did have a tape recorder and a cassette tape that was just nothing but endless farts.
Okay, so now we've established how prolific you are in the fart space.
Yes. Well, I didn't realize that it was such a historic and revered profession. As Roland the Farter, he was in the 12th century of England. He was a jester for King Henry II, and he was such a good jester that he was rewarded with a manor in Suffolk.
Wow.
And 30 acres of land.
My oh my.
And so I want to, because this guy is English, he has a better accent than me, and he tells the story in a very succinct manner. So this is an English man named James, and he has a TikTok account called The Lives and Times History. And so he gives you a brief history of Roland the Farter.
Okay.
Today's strange person is a medieval jester known for his farting abilities.
12th century King Henry II of England employed a man named Roland the Farter as his court jester. As his name suggests, Roland was a talented flatulist, and yes, that is a real word, meaning professional farter. On a side note, as French was the official language of the royal court at the time, he is also recorded as Roland le Farteur, which I think sounds quite funny. Every Christmas day, Roland would perform a special dance routine in front of the king and his court, recorded in Latin as being called Unum saltum et siffultum et unum bumbulum, which means one jump and whistle and one fart. And as you might guess, this dance involved Roland performing all of these actions at once as a grand finale to the performance, much to the delight of the royal court. Funnily enough, Roland was paid handsomely for this specific performance, and the routine was recorded by the royal exchequer in the Liber Feodorum, or Book of Fees. Roland's service to the king must have been appreciated, for it is recorded that, as well as receiving monetary payment, Roland was gifted a manor house in Hemmingstone, as well as 30 acres of land. Not bad at all. Though it seems that the gift of the land and manor was eventually revoked by King Henry III, who found the act to be indecent. Thankfully, though, Roland was likely long dead by this point, and the decision was made purely for bookkeeping reasons. I personally like to think Roland retired happily after his illustrious career in the performing arts.
Today's...
So that's the story of Roland the Farter.
Roland
yes,
Le Farter.
He evidently didn't have any heirs, so the manor then reverted.
Yeah, he spent all his heir.
Thank you, Ham. Yes, yeah, so he...
hello.
After he passed, his property reverted back to the kingdom. But yes, they had an accounting book, and every person that was paid by the crown would have to be in this ledger. It's called the Book of Fees, and so in this... English Book of Fees, you see Roland the Farter.
And that's what makes him a professional.
Yes, he got paid for one jump, one whistle, and one fart. That was the big finale of his jester routine.
And from that point on, he was disqualified from ever joining the farting Olympics because he was a pro.
And there is a contemporary...
Sports joke.
There is a contemporary flautist, or not flautist, flatulist. Flautist would be someone who plays the flute, not their anus.
Way different, yes.
So this is an English guy named Mr. Methane. And he was on season 5, I guess. I'm not sure if it was season 5 or show 5 of a particular season, but he was on Britain's Got Talent. So
okay.
The original version of America's Got Talent before uh-huh. we won the Revolutionary War. But also has Simon Cowell. So you'll hear Simon Cowell at the beginning. And you'll hear the reaction. Evidently, Britain doesn't find flatulence funny anymore.
False.
I am a performing flatulist. And...
Just do it.
Okay, certainly. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put the art into fart. First of all, I just have to adopt the farting position.
He's basically okay. Getting into the happy baby.
You pick...
That was a good one.
Music Master! Thank you.
Look at his beard straining as he does it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not using that microphone after him.
Thanks.
You are a disgusting creature.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and those, I mean, he's holding the mic and you can see him straining. It's real. And
how could anybody have that much air?
I don't know, but if you want to go to...
And the notes did change.
If you want to go to MrMethane.com, if you're looking for a unique stocking stuffer, he sells fart in a jar. It says a genuine gaseous guff from Mr. Methane in a screw-top glass jar with a signed certificate of authenticity. And also includes a short video of Mr. Methane blasting his gas into your jar before sealing it. Only $69.95 in the UK pounds.
No way.
Yeah. So I'm in good company. There are other
Honestly,
legendary flatulists out there.
I was wondering about Roland and his dance for King Henry, and I'm just trying to imagine what it was. And then this modern fella kind of did it, didn't he? There's no way that King Henry got a better show than that.
No. I don't know if he was, I don't know if Roland was accompanied by a string quartet or anything.
I'd like to imagine he was with his little jester outfit on.
Yeah, so maybe tell the story of Mr. Methane and Roland the Farter at Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. See
Absolutely.
How that goes over.
And then fire up House of Pain.
Good stuff, great man.
That is good stuff, great man.